This fall, an old friend, colleague, and gifted pianist has returned to the U.S.
I feel like in this year of 2016 that I'm returning from kind of a long vacation slash exile, shall we say.
To take a teaching job at Temple University in Philadelphia.
Because when I spoke with you on the radio in 1998, it was very much at the beginning of a journey that I didn't know where it was going to go. And I truly didn't anticipate suddenly having no concerts. I didn't anticipate not being able to support myself in music.
I first interviewed the pianist David Buechner in the late 1990s. I'd invited him on because I'd heard his recordings. He had great technique and a lot of style, and he was out there championing the work of unusual composers.
He's a very wonderful ragtime composer who spent his entire life in Brooklyn and Sheepshead Bay.
He played rags by Joseph Lamb, of which this is one. He extolled the virtues of rarely heard piano music of the film composer Miklos Rozsa.
I had the great privilege of actually meeting Miklos Rozsa right at the end of his life.
And he played all of it with an affection and an energy that was quite irresistible. I later learned he was in torment at the time, having wrestled with the decision to come out, as he did very soon after, as Sarah Davis Buechner. His transition was announced in a major piece in the New York Times, which concluded Buechner was surely the nation's first concert pianist to undergo a mid-career sex change. He, or now she, was 39 and an international competition winner, an artist on the rise. What did it mean to have done this? What would happen to the person and the career? Soon after, Sarah Buechner joined me in the studio, and the conversation was striking and memorable.
I would say, by my rough estimate, a concert schedule which brought me 50 to 60 dates a year is down to about 5 right now. So I think that tells you a lot about the industry. And whatever it was, 2-3 years ago, there were quite a few of them saying, this is an accomplished person, let's have him. And at this point, they're saying, this is a troubled person, let's not have her.
Buechner couldn't find suitable work in music anywhere in America, so she left her beloved home in the Bronx after being offered an assistant professorship in piano in Vancouver, Canada. Now, all these years later, she's reflecting on her history.
Well, before I left New York, there were so many people who remembered David Buechner, the pianist, and who he was, how he acted, and how he played, and I couldn't somehow defeat that person. I see this a little bit echoed in the response to Caitlyn Jenner. You know, it seems to be fading a bit now, but at first, I mean, so much internet chatter I read, just, you know, people just refuse to call him that new name and use him and he and so forth, those pronouns.
The former loyal colleagues and friends, managers and concert bookers she had cultivated as David over the many years in the business weren't returning phone calls.
I remember my manager at the time was really outraged because he had been booking a lot of children's shows, and he said, well, we can't have you doing that anymore, you know.
The minute she crossed the border into Canada, things were different, in a good way.
I was Sarah, and they hadn't really known me. But in a matter of less than a year, I was playing with some of the top orchestras up there and playing a lot of recitals, and it rejuvenated me musically.
Canada seemed to her to be a more progressive place for everybody.
I mean, not only LGBT folks, but if you think about recent headlines, the news, you know, nothing has made me prouder as a Canadian, and I am a dual citizen now, than to open up the Toronto Globe and Mail one morning and see the new Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, greeting Syrian refugees personally at the airport.
So for 12 years, Sarah Davis Buechner has been rebuilding her career, mostly outside of the U.S. She had what amounted to a classical music hit, to the degree that such a thing was possible, with a CD of music by Rudolf Frimmel. She said at that moment, when her life was incredibly complex, she craved music that was uncomplicated and direct. And while she was away, of course, something had been happening to American culture.
As a man trapped inside a female shell, I was very cut off from the whole world.
Stu Rasmussen, the nation's first openly transgender mayor.
She is the first openly transgender woman ever nominated for an acting Emmy, and that's
We're
not
ending the ban on transgender Americans in the United States military.
An openly transgender staff member will serve in the White House.
I'd like to dedicate my performance to the transgender community.
This is the last TV interview he will do as Bruce. So you can reemerge.
As myself. How simple is that?
And a more sympathetic climate for someone like Sarah was gradually created. Although it's not as if there's been much joy in that part of it for her.
I have an unusual response to it, which is that I try to ignore it as most I can, actually. I find it, frankly, so painful to watch any of it. I lived it. I remember the bad times. I remember the good times. These things are very, very important for the public at large to see, and I'm so glad that we're not a hidden people anymore. But to watch other people go through the process, I don't want to look back on that. You know, I haven't watched a single episode of that Transparent. I didn't buy the Sports Illustrated cover of Caitlyn Jenner. I want to focus on music.
So she's left Vancouver for Central Philadelphia, where she will recruit and teach piano students at a mainstream American university. And those people, the ones who weren't available to take phone calls from the former David Buchner, did they recover?
After a period of 10 to 12 years, yes, actually, a few of the conductors did engage me again, somewhat tentatively on small series, I guess, almost as if they wanted to see if I could still play or sort of test me out or re-audition.
And she passed the test.
To quote our soon-to-be former President Obama, you know, I think people evolved on the issue a little bit.
And there's a Buchner autobiography due out about the days until the move to Canada.
I need to spend quite a few weeks editing it still, so that's in process.
And good for us here in the U.S. Sarah Davis Buchner has a full teaching and concert schedule stretching well into 2017. The better to share her obsession with Ferruccio Busoni and other composers who need attention. For Fishko Files, I'm Sarah Fishko.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.